Restoring My Soul, Tuesday, the 5th of December. The Corporate Body. The body that the Father prepared for Christ, in which His will is done, is now corporate. This corporate body is the temple that was built through His death and resurrection. Importantly, to be a part of the temple of His body, we must participate in each of the wounding events through which it was established. The agape meal is the provision of God for our participation in this fellowship of offering through which we are being built together as a heavenly temple. A person who fails to recognize this point and who seeks to avoid fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ is not discerning the body. They will inevitably become increasingly weak and sick and will eventually lose their eternal sonship. Not only are we built into the corporate temple through fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ, but we are also justified. Through His offering and suffering journey, Christ justified every son who has been sealed with the Holy Spirit. Through justification, He has worked all their works for them. They are able to fulfill the will of God that belongs to their sanctification as they are established as part of the temple of His body. Wonderfully, the Apostle Paul declared that Jesus Christ was raised because of this justification. The corporate temple focuses our attention on both the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. Let us first consider our membership of the body. Jesus used the imagery of the vine and the branches to explain the corporate body of Christ. The emphasis of the body is the individual members, who are the branches of the vine. As Jesus declared, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." In this regard, our obedience as sons of God and members of the body and branches on the vine is addressed individually. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 29 to 30, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 to 14, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, Romans chapter 4 verse 25, and John chapter 15 verse 5. For further study, John chapter 15.